USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's visit to Japan winding down with a banquet with new Emperor Naruhito. He also held a joint news conference with the Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, where he said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's latest weapons tests haven't bothered him at all, adding he'd like to reach a deal with the North, but said he's not in a hurry. On a possible 2020 election opponent, the president says,
Kim Jong-un made a statement that Joe Biden is a low IQ individual. He probably is, based on his record. I think I agree with him on that.
It's Memorial Day 2019, when America remembers those who made the ultimate sacrifice. National Commander of the American Legion, Army veteran Brett Rystad, says,
Memorial Day, unlike Veterans Day, is a day in which we recognize the sacrifices of those that served our country, those that died in the line of duty for our country.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Damage assessment continuing after the deadly tornado that struck El Reno, Oklahoma on Saturday night. The National Weather Service confirming an EF3 touched down near Highway 81 and Interstate 40 and traveled more than 2 miles in about 4 minutes. 2 people died. At least 29 people were injured. He's admitted to thinking about it previously, and now the Libertarian Party is trying to recruit Republican Congressman Justin Amash to run for president. He recently became the first Republican to call for President Trump's impeachment after reading the full Mueller report. The Libertarian Party chairman says people in the party are working on getting him to switch parties to challenge Trump. Pope Francis says having an abortion is like hiring a hitman. Speaking at the Vatican during a weekend conference, the Pope asked rhetorically if it's legitimate to take a human life to solve a problem and whether it's legitimate to hire a hitman to solve a problem. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Authorities in Hawaii identifying the victim of a deadly shark attack off the shores of Maui yesterday as a California doctor. 65-year-old Thomas Smiley was killed when he was attacked by a shark about 60 yards offshore as he was swimming. He was from Granite Bay, California. Shark warning signs have since been put up in the area. One former CBS anchor speaking out against former management, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Former CBS Evening News anchor Scott Pelley isn't holding back about what he says cost him his job.
We've been through a dark period of the last several years of incompetent management and sort of a hostile work environment within the news division. I lost my job at the Evening News because I wouldn't stop complaining to management about the hostile work environment.
He was interviewed on CNN. Pelley is currently a correspondent for 60 Minutes. He says management changes have made all the difference. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the World Health Organization recognizing video game addiction as a mental health disorder called gaming disorder. It's defined as gaming that takes precedence over other interests in one's life, including one's health and daily activities. It will be included in the latest edition of the International Classification of Diseases. Well, when you're not gaming, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.